come sweet to you.
We'll be here until late. Then we turn you over to Ask the Dom, who is live today, Spike.
Yes, he is.
All right. Good, 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 good. There you go.
Hey, before we go any further, I want to...
go ahead.
At your... at the
go
comedy,
whatever you want to.
What did I Must Pull This Thing Out comedy tour you had the other night?
Excuse me while I whip this out, yes.
And I want to apologize to everybody. I didn't have a chance to talk with y'all because everything was going wrong with me. But I met Mary, Mo.
Mary was there?
I met Mary, yeah.
Did I meet Mary?
I don't know. But
Mary, if you're listening and I met you, please call.
No, just do what you do on the social, but you know, because she's one of your biggest fans. Hold on.
Why can't she call me if I wanted to call me? Mary, no, if,
don't
you,
call
if
Mary.
I met you, call.
Mary's one of your biggest heroes and fans. But she said, hey, I'm Mary. And I think I might have said, oh, something smart. But I was running out because I had to go. That's when I was trying to figure out my music.
Right,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I felt bad. I really
you just spent the entire pre-show drinking with Patrick Smith.
Yeah, but I really wanted to talk to everyone who acknowledged and said something to me. But I felt bad that, like I did Joe the Shrimp Guy. It bugged me. So, Mary, I want to apologize for just, I didn't blow you off. I said something like, oh, okay, I don't like you because you like Mo. And then I walked off or something to that effect. And I really didn't mean that. I was just joking with you, but. That came up in my mind just a second ago when I wanted to say that.
Nice lady.
Oh yeah, yeah, pretty cool.
She must have introduced herself. I couldn't. I had a lot of people.
But you know who Mary is, right?
I know the caller and I know the tweet.
I ain't never heard her call. If she has, I don't remember. But she just loves the poop that you put out.
yeah, Spike. That
I don't. I mean,
that's why we're number one in our time slot because a lot of people
because everybody loves the poop that you put out.
I don't know if it's poop, but I have poop.
You got a
poop
button
an acronym for truth. is that what you're trying to say,
yeah,
Spike?
Okay, the science. You got on Kimblet. That's your name. You got on Candace about science, and then you unscience yourself.
No. I'm not. Please don't ever compare me to Candace. Again, I say she's stupid, but she's very smart in so much as she has made a fortune selling people the ideology that they already own. You already own it, and you're buying it from her. You already have it, but whatever.
Nice try, JWA2000.
What'd she say?
She photoshopped a picture of me up there.
Of you what?
You see my stomach?
No, that's not Photoshop.
That's real?
That's real.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess
thank you, JW, for bringing the receipts.
I guess I'm due in about 3 weeks. Wow.
That is real to the real. Speaking of real, Biden got to step aside. We never get political, and this is not necessarily political more than it's self-awareness. Be self-aware. Understand when you are reaching for something that is not in the best interest of not only you, but those that would be served by you in such a position. Got to step aside, brother.
All right.
Must step aside. And I'm not pro any candidate because the fact that we have to choose between these two again is a ridiculously sad statement on where we are as a country, that we have to choose between these same two antiquated dinosaurs of ideologies and actions. It's just sad. This country needs new blood. It needs young blood. It needs fresh blood. Doesn't necessarily need young blood, younger blood. It needs to move on from the boomer generation of leadership. The boomer generation of leadership, you have had your time. Let's get some Gen Xers in that MF-er because we all know that Gen X is the greatest generation. Sorry, Spike, that you're a boomer. I'm not trying to take
a personal shot at you. I'll just let you rant.
I'm not taking a personal shot at you. I know that you...
I'm a logical thinker.
Well, you're a boomer. That's what boomers think. No, logical thinkers. You're a boomer.
I don't know.
I know you're a boomer. I know what you... I know what you were born in.
I don't know what the...
You are a boomer.
Oh, fine. I don't know what... I mean, it's a cool term. I don't know what a boomer does.
It's not a cool
term,
Spike.
Oh, it's not?
No. Mike,
yes, sir.
Have you ever seen on any form of social media someone use the term boomer in a...
Oh, that's right. They try to be derogatory.
In a complimentary manner. Now, Gen X.
See, I don't even know.
Gen X, we are part of the greatest decade ever, and that's the 80s.
Is that the big hair band people?
That wasn't why the 80s was the greatest decade ever. Were the hair bands a part of the 80s
decade? When was that stupid movie you like Ghost Rider or something like that?
Blade Runner.
I don't care about Blade Runner.
I understand that. I'm not talking about Blade Runner. What I'm telling you is that the 80s were not the greatest decade just because of it was a Gen X decade. It just happened to be the greatest decade with Gen Xers. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But boomers were able to enjoy the 80s too. Gen Y wouldn't have been around.
And you don't know zodiac signs, but you know this junk.
I know zodiac signs.
Somebody asked the other day, what is your sign? Taurus or a bull or Capricorn?
I know he's one of the 12 zodiac signs. Do I know the 12?
Let me do this.
Spike, are you going to tell me a zodiac sign and I'm going to go, oh, I didn't know that was a zodiac sign? No, I know what the 12 zodiac signs were. Can I recite them from memory? Probably not.
Okay.
I probably get 6 or 7 in.
Okay. Great.
And then maybe remember.
My point was, you know the Gen X's, the boomers, the Zebrafomians, and the.
I know.
What's some other things? Millennials?
I know boomers, Gen X, millennials.
Triangles.
Gen Y, and then maybe Gen Z. I couldn't tell you if Gen Y obviously would be before Gen Z. I'm trying to figure out where the. Because Y comes before Z, Spike, in the alphabet.
Oh, that's related to that?
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
Hold on, sorry.
You're going to do it.
why does Gen X come before Gen Y?
Well, hold on a second. So what's after Gen Z?
They eschewed the alphabet after that. So they made something up.
Hold on,
Carl. I'm going to try and put a couple of people on hold. Hey, go ahead. What's
up? Logic to it. He just made up a story.
Sure. What's your name?
Miles.
Hey, Miles. What's up?
Hey, you Gen Xers are the start of the downfall of this country.
What?
You didn't have to start to work. Yes, you guys didn't even want to work.
Baby boomers
are the ones that sit there and work their butts off to get this country like
this. Preach, bro.
You Gen Xers are the ones that started off, oh, well, we don't have to work.
Wait, slow up. Pump the brakes. Hold on. Pump the brakes. You're mistaking Gen X with millennials. Gen X worked their asses off. Go ahead.
Listen to me, Mo. I said Gen Xers were the start of what's happened. The start. You all are the ones that brought on the laziness.
The millennials just took it to another level. Gen Xers started the party, man. The cocaine era. We were
right. Exactly. Because y'all weren't going to work.
Because they didn't want to work. No, exactly, Spike. Gen Xers are the ones that started ruining this country. Are you kidding me, Mo?
Wait, hold on. Clearly, you don't remember that during the 80s.
Hold on, you don't remember
that 90% of Gen Xers that went to work were high on cocaine. We didn't stop working the party. We took the party to work.
Let me echo what he said. Y'all started because y'all was high on cocaine and y'all didn't win work. Y'all had babies and y'all showed babies what not to work.
The boomers, you want to talk
about
y'all babies,
exactly.
Mo? Hold on. You want to talk about the
exactly.
when you're squelching. Just turn your radio down because it's squelching back. Understand something. The boomers They were the generation of the sit-in. Oh, tune in and tune out. Are you telling me the boomers were the generation that didn't want to work? Y'all spent 5 years at Woodstock doing nothing. But the concert was over in 2 days. Get out of here with that noise. Okay, man.
You might be right on that one. And after that Woodstock became the greatest generation of all time was the baby boomers, babe. And that's the fact, okay? Put your gene X at their self on side, Mo. Give me a break now.
Preach on, brother. Preach on.
I love you, brother, but you're wrong, but I love you.
I love you.
the baby. Hey, what's up? What's your name? Go ahead.
Hey, my name is Johnny. Thank you for taking my call. That last caller was an idiot.
Listen, I'm glad. I don't like calling our listeners idiots, but another caller can call a listener an idiot.
Whatever you're about to say, don't sound idiotic, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Break it down for Spike.
I bet you it's going to sound.
Yes, sir. So the baby boomers started out saying that the men need to do all the work and the women need to stay barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
Then Gen X came in and saying, you know what? Everyone needs to work. Everyone needs to participate. Everyone needs to make this country a better place. Not just one of us, but all of us.
And let me, hold on, pause right there. Let me interject this. Every technological advancement that people are enjoying today that has continued to advance began with Generation X.
It came from
Apple,
us.
We
birthed y'all.
Y'all didn't even have, boomers didn't even have
we
computers.
We made y'all. Y'all our products,
but boomers, y'all were doing math on an abacus, man.
Y'all
get the hell out of here.
Y'all our offspring.
You know what the, right. you know
hey,
what the.
Can I interject?
Interject.
Can I interject real quick? Because right now I work for a company that has a lot to do with older and younger people having to work with technology right now. So what we did as Gen X was try to make life better and easier to navigate through and not be this hard
less work
individual that could not hard ass individual that could not understand what the technology that we're going to is going to do for this country. So
exactly.
Even today, trying to hand something over to a person that doesn't know technology, he's like, I don't even have an email address. I don't even want to touch that. Exactly. I don't even want to do with that.
They want to act like the advancement never happened. Boomers are the dial tone generation. Boomers,
you know what they call ball and chain? You know the ball and chain? They're the ball and chain to our Gen X.
Absolutely.
That's what they are.
Gen X didn't work. Gen X put in all the work, brother. All the
crazy.
Work. Come on, man.
And y'all reaped our benefits.
You.
Y'all reaped our benefits.
What benefit? The dial tone? What?
No. We worked hard.
Ted Nugent?
We worked hard and acquired land, property, and all these things, and then we gave it to y'all, and y'all just sold it to the D. Whitman, and then kept going.
The only thing boomers did great for this world was Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hey, go ahead. go ahead, caller.
Okay, you realize a boomer is born between 1946 and 1964.
Correct.
So all of this technology that you are enjoying was invented by a boomer.
Hold on, wait a minute. I don't remember an iPod in 1964.
Who invented it? Who started Apple?
Mr. Apple.
Mr. Apple. Steve
that
Jobs.
Would be Steve Jobs. He was born before 1964.
Well, okay, but wait a minute. And I know where you're going with this. But understand,
so you're
going
to let him go?
No, because I want to stop him before he makes a fool of himself. Steve Jobs.
You good,
brother. What Steve Jobs did was Steve Jobs, as a boomer, hired a bunch of Gen Xers to create. He said, I want this.
I want y'all to work.
But so while you may be right that Steve Jobs had the company and the infrastructure, the actual people that came up with all of those products, did he hang up? The actual people that came
up
with the actual technological minds that came up with all of the technology were Gen Xers.
Hey, Mo.
Yes.
Mo.
Yes.
You are a hell of a salesman, brother.
Oh, isn't he? Isn't he?
Selling right now.
Isn't he? Hold on.
Me as a boomer. Me as a boomer. Me as a boomer. Graduated high school back in 1981. I knew how to enjoy the 80s. You were crapping your pants and eating dirt in the 80s.
Wait a minute. I had a baby in the 80s, too. Come on now. And I was out at the clubs. I was getting down to a flock of seagulls. Uh-huh. You ain't do nothing in the 80s I didn't do.
Late 80s, borderline 90s.
No, on, flock of seagulls was clearly 83, 84. That was early 80s. I was listening
to it over at Beach Week. I was Daytona when I graduated.
Beach Week. I remember Beach Week. All right, brother. We ain't that far apart. Thank you, my friend.
Steve Jobs created jobs for y'all to work, and y'all sat there. He showed y'all what to do. He said, make this, and y'all like, hey, I'm going to do this. Three days a week.
Steve Jobs benefited from the cocaine high of the Gen Xers and all of their brilliance. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this country went downhill with the invention of the automatic transmission. If you're too stupid to drive a manual transmission, you should not be allowed to go out alone, unescorted by somebody with a functioning brain.
Now, understand something. I am going to say to this caller, he is 100% absolutely right. Because right now, I am trying to get back to a manual transmission. My first five cars were manual transmissions. I hate the automatic transmission. You are 100% right.
Ask that guy on the phone. Do you drive automatic or stick?
I drive a 10-speed tractor trailer, so I think I can manage.
Boom.
Never mind.
All right. I'll tell you this. You can't talk
on the phone. You can't eat. You can't do anything except pay attention to what you're doing when you're driving a manual.
100.
You got to know how fast you're going, what gear you're in, what's coming up. You know, it involves actually paying attention instead of sitting in a rolling living room.
And what is truth to your sermon, brother, is that there are a lot of cats that their stories that they jump into a manual transmission car, the jacket or whatever, and can't get anywhere because they cannot operate a manual transmission. If you can't operate a manual transmission, you should just slap yourself in the face every day you wake up until you learn how to.
Manual transmission is a baby boomer anti-theft device.
There you go, right there. Thank you, my friend. You call
us.
All right, thanks, boss. Hold on, let me put you on hold. Let me go back to you. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, man, you're right, Mo. We did bring the party to work.
Yes,
and y'all didn't work.
No, I was the dope man. I made good money at work. Hold on.
That's a terrible defense. Spike, do you remember the movie with Michael Douglas, Wall Street? Understand something. In the 80s, business was booming. For any boomer to say that Gen X was the generation that said, hey, let's not work. Gen X was going to work in spades, dude, and making bucks. That was when cats were driving. That's when cats in their 20s were driving Lamborghinis, man.
Because they dope addicts.
We could not wait to work and get out of the house and pay our own, get our own car, get our own apartment, and get our own Flock of Seagulls album.
All right, let's not put too much weight on the Flock of Seagulls. I just pulled them out of the sky. I did love them. I still love them. Hey, well, go ahead, caller.
Hey, now. So Hoop, what's going to happen when all the Gen Xers have all this technology and there's no jobs for the human beings? What's up with that?
Well, it's not the Gen Xers' fault. Listen,
I'm not trying to blame. I'm an older boomer with a young attitude. I'm all for everything that's happening, but you can't take all the flack.
Let me say this. I don't want this to come off like I am dissing the boomers, because boomers handed the baton to Gen Xers, and Gen Xers high on cocaine ran with it faster. But there is a bond. It's like the blacks and the Mexicans, Spike. There's a bond between the boomers and the Gen Xers. That bond does not translate to the millennials. The millennials took the baton and said, what is this? like a manual transmission, like a stick shift, and then they threw it away.
The boomers-
so the problem in the future with your question, it's on the millennials and the Gen Y and the Gen Zs. There's a sympathetic.
Wait, it's not on the Gen Xs for not teaching the millennials.
You hand it over. It's not.
But you
got to
show
it.
He showed y'all how to make a computer.
The boomers didn't teach the Gen Xs. The boomers set up the Gen Xs.
No, we taught y'all how to do it. We showed y'all how to cut the cocaine.
I was on weed. Boomers was all about the weed, man. We brought the cocaine.
And didn't teach the millennials.
So there's a symbiosis between the boomers and the Gen Xers. I'm just saying the Gen Xers took the party to the next level. And then the millennials, they just,
you know why? Because y'all didn't teach them.
Hey, man, the millennials didn't want to be taught, Spike. That was the beginning of the end is the millennial generation, right? Can I get an amen, sir?
You can get hung up on.
You can get an amen, and can't we just all get along?
No, man, we couldn't do it when Rodney King said it. We can't do it now. Thanks for listening, brother. I appreciate you. All right, well, where are we? We need to go to break. We'll be back. Cat Named Mo Show.
It's a cat named
with Spike on the mic
on 102.5 The Bone.